Back here on Downtown on the G&M Family Market phone line by Aljamain Funkmaster Sterling, who will be facing Johnny Eduardo as part of UFC Fight Night 80 on Thursday night. Aljamain, welcome to Downtown.
Welcome. Thanks for having me, guys.
First off, you've said this many a time, but could you explain the origin and the meaning of your nickname, Funkmaster?
Well, the Funkmaster actually comes from my wrestling style back in high school and college. When I was in college, I started to develop a little bit more, started understanding my body, because I wasn't very good at the basic fundamentals of wrestling, shooting for takedowns and knowing how to sprawl the right way. And people would always get in on my legs, and I would just always create these scrambles, almost like it's just what they considered. They considered it funk back then, and they still consider it funk. So someone already had the name Funky, Ben Askren, and he was actually the guy I actually mimicked my wrestling style off of. So knowing that I wasn't great at sprawling and things like that, I just watched him wrestle and I studied his tape, wrote down little notes and tried to figure out the things he was doing to try to help my game, and ended up meshing in like really, really well. And people would always say to me, like, oh, man, you're so funky. You got all these scrambling positions. You're the most annoying guy to shoot on because I can never finish a takedown. And I just didn't want to take the same name as that guy. So people wanted to call me Funky and all this stuff. But I was like, yeah, let's use something a little different. Funk sounded a little weird, so we came up with the Funkmaster, and it's stuck ever since.
And you've incorporated Uptown Funk in your entrance song as well, so that's a pretty good tie-in, I must say.
Yes, sir.
Now, your bio list, John Jones, is playing a big role into getting you into MMA at the beginning. How is your relationship with him today, and what are your thoughts on his return to the Octagon after taking some time away for personal issues?
We're still pretty cool. I don't really speak to him as much. He's a very busy guy. He's got a family. You know, he's got a lot of things going on in his personal life. And I'm excited to see him back, you know. I want to see how he overcomes all this adversity, and I would like to see, you know, him make some positive changes in his life. And the first thing is, the first thing you want to do in order to make change is admitting. And, you know, we hear that over and over again as a cliche thing, but I think it's very, very true. In order for you to get better at something, you have to admit where you're struggling and be realistic with yourself, and that's the best way to get over that hurdle. So I think he realizes he has a problem when it comes to smoking marijuana and some other things, and I think he's going to cut some people out of his life and make some changes and do the right thing for his family, his career, and for ultimately himself.
Now, I've asked this about Frankie Edgar. He, of course, growing up and living in the Garden State of New Jersey, you're from New York. Do you feel like living in the eastern part of the United States in a little bit more of a populated area compared to, like, the Midwest has helped you helped set you up better than living, let's say, in the Midwest in a very rural area?
You know, it's tough to say, man, you know. It really all depends on exactly where you're living, because there's some places in New York that's not very populated, and it's all about what you make of it and the people that you seek out and things like that. And also it depends on your hunger, your drive. So in my opinion, it all depends on the person, the actual individual, and how you develop and things like that. I will say when you have more people to work with and a lot more options, it definitely does play a role, but it's hard to particularly say that. A definitive factor in what helps a person develop. I do think it helps out a little bit, but at the end of the day, for me, I think it all depends on the individual and how far they want to take their career.
Big fight coming up on Thursday as part of the UFC Fight Night number 80 coming up this week, and you haven't really held back on your comments about your opponent in Eduardo. He has not held back on his comments on you as well earlier on in this year. What are your now thoughts here currently going into Thursday night on your opponent?
Man, at the end of the day, I have no true animosity towards the guy. For me, it was just more so being frustrated not having a fight for so long, mm-hmm. and He actually said he wanted to fight me a couple months ago when I was calling everybody out, and then nothing happened of it. And then next thing you know, this fight ended up finally getting made. So, you know, kudos to him for thinking that he could actually go out there and break my jaw. I don't know if he needs to tell himself that so he can hype himself up in his head, but I'm a very hard person to hit. I fight with my hands up. I utilize a lot of footwork, and I utilize a lot of pressure. So I just can't see where he gets off thinking he's going to land that Hail Mary clean shot. Unless a guy runs at me like a bat out of hell in the first 2 minutes of the fight, but he doesn't get his lucky shot, he's going to be in for a long, a long 15 minutes, and probably shorter than that, because I'll probably make quick work of him if he comes out guns blazing like that.
Now, I loved in the bio, basically you said you were going to add him to your collection of quote-unquote tryhards. Who else after Eduardo would you like to also include into that collection?
At some point, I'd like to get the entire division. Whoever steps up, man, I'm willing to take on everybody. And next up after him, I'm gunning to fight for the world title. I know I don't want to get too ahead of myself. I got a tough guy in front of me who's had over 30 fights. He's a seasoned veteran. He knows the game. He's very well rounded and very experienced. So I can't look past this guy. I got to make sure I go out there and put a stamp on him. And then after this, I'm definitely looking towards fighting for a world title in 2016.
We're talking with Aljamain Funkmaster Sterling, who will be part of UFC Fight Night number 80 on Thursday night. Now, UFC has been a part of your career now for three fights, now going into the fourth one. You said you've been looking for some more fights and more frequency in those fights, and you're undefeated so far in your professional career. But how has the time overall been fighting in the Ultimate Fighting Championship been for you?
Fighting for the UFC has been great. I've been able to travel the world a little bit, and one of my main experiences I was able to have with these guys were going to Australia. And I remember just when I first got off the plane and we actually got there, and I was just thinking back, reflecting on life, and remembering like how far I've came, just going back to my high school, and just thinking, man, I used to study in social studies classes and history classes, looking on the map and seeing Australia and all these other continents, and I'm like, why do I need to know all this stuff? Like, yeah, it's cool. I got to memorize the continents, but I never thought anything of, like, UK or Antarctica or Asia or anything like that, or even Australia. And to finally see that, to finally know that, I'm here. I'm in Australia. I'm on the other side of the world in a completely different country and a completely different environment. It was surreal to me, and it was just one of those things I told myself to use as a motivator. I was like, man, if I keep winning, keep doing the right things, keep busting my ass now, good things are going to happen. I'm going to be able to enjoy these rewards for a very long time.
Three big events starting on Thursday, going all the way until Saturday night, headlined by one of arguably the most talked about and anticipated fights in MMA history with McGregor Aldo. How does it feel to be a part of this big trifecta of events in the UFC?
It feels great. It lets me know that I'm doing the right things, that they want to put myself on this fight card, this fight week, actually. And like you said, man, it's a pretty huge event. There's going to be a ton of eyes on this weekend, and it's going to be hard to stand out. But at the end of the day, if I put on a great performance, I will stand out. I know a lot of people are tuning in to watch me and to see how I do against another stern test in Johnny Eduardo. So just being a part of this is for me, this is going to be a historic event to remember. Just all the hype, all the media tours they've done, all the buildup, all the animosity. It's very, very exciting for me, and I can't wait to go out there and perform in front of thousands of people.
And finally, you listed your favorite submission technique as the rear naked choke. Will we see that as the finish coming up on Thursday night from you?
You know what, man? If Johnny Eduardo, if I could get him to break a little bit sooner, then, yeah, that would be the finish. If he's stubborn and he fights the entire time, I will get the full mount, and I will ground and pound him until the ref pulls me off. And if I don't get that, then you guys can expect any type of unorthodox submission, triangle armbar, inverted triangle. There's a ton of different chokes. I'm a strangler, and that's what I do. If I see a neck out there, man, I'm going out there and I'm looking to strangle somebody. And that's one of my specialties. If I can get a hold of your neck, then usually, more than likely, I do finish the fight with a choke.
Aljamain Sterling will be facing Johnny Eduardo as part of UFC Fight Night number 80 on Thursday night. Aljamain, a bright future ahead of you, I can see already. Thanks for joining us here today, and best of luck in your fight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.